Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. In recent years, we've asked MSU corporate chef Kurt Kwiatkowski to whip up a new idea for your Thanksgiving table. And current state Scott Pohl is here with this year's holiday recipe. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the Bayshores.
Back at you.
You might remember the challenge I present to Chef Kurt every year. It's Thanksgiving morning. You get out all the stuff you've purchased for the meal, and you decide you want to do something different with it. Being a busy morning and maybe your favorite grocery store isn't open, you're limited to what you have on hand. Well, in the past, he's come up with oven-roasted sweet potatoes, a cranberry vinaigrette, and a cranberry orange chutney for us. It's cranberries again this year in the form of a delicious glaze for your turkey, starting with frozen cranberries.
Now, we use frozen and not fresh, especially when we're going to make a sauce, because what has happened, it's in the process of when it gets frozen. Cut a frozen cranberry in half versus a fresh one, and the fresh one's going to be much greener on the inside, and then the frozen one, that red has actually penetrated through, and it's going to be a lot easier for us to cook the sauce with a frozen cranberry versus a fresh cranberry. And so, and I believe this is going to be a great dish for not only Thanksgiving, but kind of all year round. And this would be an easy one to whip up whenever you wanted to.
So this is going to be the glaze on our turkey.
Yeah, this is going to be like after it comes out of the oven, you can just kind of brush it or, you know, leave it the sauce on the side, whichever you'd prefer. You know, I personally like turkey by itself, but I like this twist to it. And I'd probably just put a little bit of sauce so you can dab at it as needed.
All right, now we're looking at 12 different ingredients, and I assume you've stuck with the rules. These are things that are readily available in most kitchens, right? Other than maybe the frozen cranberries, which most people will have maybe picked up prior to Thanksgiving anyway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, these are definitely always in my household, and I really believe that as we expand and what we do and how we cook at home, you know, a couple of these ingredients are a little bit different, but we can talk about some easy substitutions for them. That won't be a problem, and I think it'll keep the flavor profile because, you know, everything from soy sauce to honey, ginger, garlic, onions, butter, because everyone loves butter, some simple canola oil, so I and cranberry juice itself. So I think that we've got a lot of very common ingredients that shouldn't be a problem.
All right, well, let's get started.
Okay, and so what we're going to do is we're going to get some canola oil, and we're going to put that in our pan, get it nice and hot. And because what we want to do is we want to saute some onions. So we've got 2 tablespoons of canola oil, and...
Ooh, I got a little hot oil on me there. That's getting the microphone right in there.
And so what we're going to do, and that idea of sautéing, we want that sound, maybe not quite that much of a splatter, but we want that sound to be in there, that snap, crackle, and pop is what I kind of like to call it, because we're lightly sautéing, sweating the onions, creating some flavor. We let that go for about 3-4 minutes. Then we're going to add our aromatics, and so we've got some fresh ginger and some fresh garlic. You could use powdered as an alternative. You can add that in, and obviously you wouldn't have to worry about sautéing them quite as much. And as we're putting the garlic and the ginger in, it's going to be really important to make sure that we keep the pan moving around, because the last thing we want to do is burn ginger or garlic. And so these are our 2 aromatics. And we're only going to, you know, slightly start to warm them. We're taking the edge off that garlic. I mean, you can kind of get a smell, and unfortunately...
Yeah, it already smells great.
Yeah, we can't transfer that into Radioland, but I think we got something that's really, really kind of fun here. And so now we've got our base, and we're going to add cranberries, whole, the frozen ones. And now we're getting into maybe a couple of the different ingredients that... aren't as readily available. We've got something called mirin, which is an Asian ingredient, and it's like a rice wine. You could easily use white wine, but what you would probably do is add a little bit more sweetness and honey into this dish. And we've got some rice wine vinegar. you just had white vinegar, cut back on that, because rice wine vinegar is not as harsh as the white vinegar. And we've got some honey for sweetness. As this cooks, what we're looking to do is to have the cranberries literally start to pop apart and kind of over medium heat. And you'll see the skins will pop, they'll spread open. Man, that smells so good. Because this is going to reduce just a little bit. And I don't like playing around with a lot of salt and pepper, because I don't think you're going to need to. And that's why the soy sauce is out, and it's not put in during this time, because if we add soy sauce to this right now, it's going to reduce down, and it could make the dish very, very salty. So we want to kind of keep away from that. And you can kind of hear our pan start to bubble away. And we wait for a long enough time, and they'll start to split open.
Were the cranberries frozen solid when you put them in there?
No, actually, usually what I do is I go for a frozen cranberry and bring them out to room temp, or throw them in the fridge. You know, and they only have to be in the fridge for maybe like an hour, so they can be partially frozen. Okay. And these were partially frozen cranberries. And we're going to take it off the heat. And now we're going to add our cranberry juice and our soy sauce to kind of pretty much finish off our cranberry glaze. And we've got some orange zest as well, because I really think that, you know, cranberries and orange is just such a great combo. And so we take these ingredients, and they're definitely going to be warm. And then we're gonna pour this into our blender. Now, with it being a hot liquid going into our blender, be careful. And that's why, you know, safety first when we're in the kitchen. This hot liquid will have a tendency to expand the pressure. So when we put the lid on, even if you have a locking lid, now this blender happens to have a locking lid, but I still put a towel and my hand on top of it to make sure that thing does not pop off, because we really want to be safe. And so we're going to turn it on. Thinned out sauce. And having a little bit of some particles in there is just fine, in my opinion. Put it back on your stove, and what we're going to want to do is reduce this down. And we're just going to let it bubble and simmer away. We're going to reduce that down till we get a sauce-like consistency. And what I mean by that is you can dip your spoon in it and draw your finger across the back, and there's a nice line, and everything's not running through it. And that's the consistency we're looking for. After we get to there, we stop, pull it off the heat, and then we're going to add butter to it to kind of finish it. It gives it a nice glaze, and I think it really brings the rest of that sauce all the way together.
Tell me about the timing of doing this so that it's at the right consistency you want it at for application to the bird. When should you be starting this?
The best part about this recipe, it doesn't take very long. You know, it's a 15, 20 minute dish tops. You could do this, let's say you're serving dinner later and you wanted to knock this out right away, you could make it except for adding the butter. So you do everything but that, and then all you do is bring it, warm it back up, take it off the heat, and then throw the butter in to melt it and swirl it, and you're good to go. And it'd kind of be right near the end of things. Like after everything's come out of the oven, we always remember to let the turkey rest for a good 20, 25 minutes after he's come out of the oven. That gives you a perfect amount of time. As long as you got some helper hands with everything else, you could easily be finishing the sauce in that 20, 25 minutes.
Does it matter if it's hot or still warm when you apply it to the bird for any reason? Or can it be room temperature by then?
It could easily be room temperature and it wouldn't be a problem. We've got the reduction and we've got our butter. It's off the heat, and I pop in a couple tablespoons of butter.
You've cubed the butter.
Yeah, and I like them being a little bit smaller. It just melts a lot more evenly. And then this will obviously cool the sauce down a little bit. And now
the other component now that we've just added being in the butter. Obviously, we know butter is quite delicious, but we've got an adding component of fat, so it kind of rounds that mouth and that palate out with these flavors. Give this a nice taste.
All right, here's the taste test for the radio audience. Oh, my. I think I've said, oh, my, yeah, every year when we've done this, Kurt.
Well, good, you know, and that's why we're just trying to have some fun and think about those common ingredients that we have that aren't going to be so time-consuming. You already got enough going on with all those different sides and making sure you don't overcook the bird and you got family going on. I think with a glaze like this, it makes it really easy, really straightforward. And I think you got a lot of flavor, and people are going to think that you spent like all the time working on this. And it's one of those that, oh yeah, I spent all day working on this. And the reality is you really didn't.
When we look at the volume of glaze you've made here, is that enough to cover your typical Thanksgiving turkey?
Easily. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And have some left over. If somebody likes it a lot, they might want some more for dipping or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it'll definitely have some left over. And then the beautiful thing in some of our ideas and, okay, what do you do with a leftover? You know, so there might be some sauce left over the next morning when you're having your pancakes. You pour a little bit of that over it, it'd be pretty good too.
Well, you got me at pancakes, Kurt. Excellent. Well, we will post the recipe for this at WKAR.org. And I want to thank you again. Wish you a happy Thanksgiving. This is one of my favorite assignments every year. Nice seeing you, Kurt Kwiatkowski, corporate chef with culinary services at Michigan State University. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy, and enjoy family and enjoy the day.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.